You cling to weakness like a drowning man clings to a broken piece of wood. That false security, that illusion of safety, it's a lie. Weakness does not protect you, it devours you. Look at yourself. Look at the man you are today. Are you satisfied? Does he inspire respect, or does he inspire pity? If you feel even a shred of doubt, then you know the answer. That version of yourself, the one that settles for less, that hides from challenges, that fears failure, must die, right here, right now. Because weakness has no place in this world. You call yourself a man, prove it. Stop making excuses, stop living in fear. A true man doesn't run from pain, he faces it head on, knowing that pain is the forge where greatness is shaped. A true man doesn't beg for power, he takes it with his own two hands. Let me ask you this, why are you weak? Why do you falter? Weakness isn't just a lack of strength. No, it's far more insidious. It's the voice in your head that tells you to quit. It's the comfort you seek when the road gets hard. It's every moment you choose the easy path over the right path. Do you know what weakness fears the most? Discipline. Discipline destroys weakness. It strips away its excuses and leaves it with nowhere to hide. But discipline alone is not enough. You must have a purpose. A fire that burns so brightly within you that nothing, not pain, not failure, not doubt, can extinguish it. Weakness feeds on emptiness. Fill yourself with purpose and you starve it to death. It's time to act. Not tomorrow, not later. Now you have wasted enough time. Every second you spend living as this weak version of yourself is a second stolen from the man you are meant to be. Stand up, look in the mirror, and face the truth. Are you ready to kill that weak version of yourself? Then do it. Break your old habits. Silence your doubts. Take control of your mind and your body. Don't just talk about change. Be the change. When was the last time you pushed yourself to your limits? When was the last time you looked at a challenge and said, "This will not defeat me"? If you can't remember, then you are not living. You are surviving, and surviving is not enough. Power is not given. It is earned, and it comes at a cost. You think the strong are born that way? No. The strong are forged in fire. They are the ones who endure the unbearable, who face the impossible and emerge stronger for it. Strength is not just about muscles or skill. It's about willpower. The ability to stand firm when the world is against you. The ability to fight even when you're broken and beaten. But remember this, strength without purpose is meaningless. A man without a purpose is no better than a beast. So find your purpose. Define it. Protect it with everything you have. And let it drive you to greatness. Pain is your greatest teacher. Yet you run from it. Why? Do you fear it? Do you think it will break you? Pain is not your enemy. It is your ally. It shows you your limits, and it gives you the chance to break them. Every scar on your body, every ache in your muscles, every moment of struggle, that is the price of progress. Embrace it. Let it mold you. Weak men run from pain. Strong men endure it. And great men welcome it, knowing that it is the key to unlocking their true potential. So I ask you, one last time, are you ready to kill that weak version of yourself? This is not a decision you can make lightly. It is a war between the man you are and the man you want to become. And in war, there can be no mercy. You must be ruthless. Every time you feel yourself slipping, every time you hear that voice of doubt, you must crush it. You must rise above it. Weakness will not leave you willingly. It will fight, it will claw and drag you back into the abyss. But you are stronger than it. You are greater than it. Be a man, not just in words, but in actions. A man who does not falter. A man who does not quit. A man who commands respect. Not because he demands it, but because he earns it. Kill that weak version of yourself and let the world see the man you were born to be. Mediocrity is the silent killer. It doesn't scream at you or challenge you. It whispers. It convinces you that you're doing just enough. But ask yourself, what is just enough worth in a world where only the strong survive? Being average is a betrayal of your potential. A man who settles for mediocrity has already accepted defeat. He's already bowed to the expectations of others and surrendered his dreams. Do not mistake mediocrity for safety. It is a trap, a slow poison. The longer you remain there, the harder it becomes to break free. Rise above it. Be relentless. Challenge yourself every day to push beyond what you thought possible. If you're not growing, you're dying. And I refuse to let you wither away in the shadow of what you could have been. Fear, doubt, these are the tools of weakness. They are chains designed to keep you from becoming the man you were meant to be. Fear whispers you're not ready. Doubt screams you're not enough. But these voices are liars. Do you think I was without fear? Without doubt? No. I faced them. I conquered them. Fear is nothing but a test, a challenge to see if you have the courage to move forward. And doubt. Doubt is simply the lack of proof. Create the proof through your actions. The moment you let fear and doubt control you, you have lost. The weak succumb to these voices. The strong silence them. The great use them as fuel to climb higher. Face your fears. Face your doubts. Stare them down until they break. And when they do, you will understand what it means to be truly powerful. Do you want to be great? Then prepare to pay the price. Greatness demands sacrifice. It demands pain. It demands that you give up your comforts, your distractions, your excuses. It demands that you dedicate yourself completely to the path. There will be nights when you question yourself, days when the weight feels unbearable. But these moments are the crucible in which greatness is forged. Weak men complain about the cost. Strong men embrace it. They understand that nothing worth having comes easy. They understand that every drop of sweat, every ounce of effort, every sacrifice brings them closer to their goal. Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to do what others won't? Because that is what it takes to rise above the rest. That is what it takes to be a man. You want power? Then master yourself. Discipline is the foundation of all strength. Without it, you are nothing but a slave to your impulses, a prisoner of your own mind. Do you know why so many men fail? It's not because they're weak. It's because they lack control. They give in to temptation. They procrastinate. They make excuses. Discipline is the blade that cuts through weakness. It is the fire that burns away distractions. With discipline, you can achieve anything. Without it, you will achieve nothing. Build your discipline like a fortress. Make it unbreakable. Let it guide you through the storms, and you will emerge stronger every time. Comfort is the enemy of progress. It lulls you into complacency. It makes you soft. Do you think warriors of old found strength in comfort? No. They sought out hardship. They trained in the harshest conditions. They embraced the struggle because they knew it would make them stronger. If you want to be a man who commands respect, you must reject comfort. You must seek out challenges, not avoid them. Every time you push yourself into discomfort, you grow. Every time you choose the harder path, you evolve. Comfort is fleeting. Strength is eternal. Choose wisely. Failure is not the end. It is the beginning. When you fail, the weak version of yourself will beg you to quit. It will tell you that you're not good enough, that you should stop trying. But failure is not a reason to stop. It is a reason to push harder. Every great man you admire has failed more times than you can count. The difference is they didn't let failure define them. They used it as fuel. They learned from it. They rose stronger than before. When you fail, remember this. The only true failure is giving up. As long as you rise, you are still in the fight. As long as you rise, you are still alive. What will they say about you when you are gone? Will they remember you as a man who lived with purpose, who faced every challenge with courage? Or will they forget you, as they do with all who live mediocre lives? Your legacy is built every day, with every choice you make. Do you want to be a man who inspires, who leads, who changes the world around him? Then act like it, live like it. A weak man leaves nothing behind. A strong man leaves a legacy that echoes through the ages. Be that man. I have said all that needs to be said. Now, the decision is yours. Will you continue to live as the weak version of yourself? Or will you kill him here and now and rise as the man you were destined to be? The choice is not easy. The path is not simple. But nothing worth having ever is. Be ruthless. Be relentless. Be a man. And let the world remember your name.